Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to One for the Weekend. I'm feeling a bit more chilled today.
What was you not sure
sort of
last
working
week?
Around a bit of jet lag. Was in New York last week.
Oh, I just dropped that in. Nice humble brag there.
Just yes, I'm back and I'm a bit jet lagged. So I don't have my usual giddiness, is what I'm saying.
Well, that's good.
I just don't want people getting excited.
Well, that's good because they were getting to the point where you was becoming irritating, and now back.
Yeah, leveling it out.
Nice even.
You look different.
Yeah,
it'll come to me. I'll figure it out. Loads of calm takes. If you have a calm take, let us know in the comments. I'll tell you what, I'm going to do admin early doors. Just to say, if you ever have any little thoughts, best play, and you want it to be on the pod during the week, like video comes out, it's like, so many comments.
Yeah.
And then it obviously dries up. Fair enough. But if you want me to read something to get into the podcast, even if it's like on a Tuesday afterwards, put it in that video. Put it in last week's video, because that's where I go to.
Oh,
it's loud, isn't it?
Yeah, is that? Are you saying that people are leaving comments on old videos?
No, they're tweeting me or whatever. But the main hub is the comment section.
The comment section, yeah. Exactly. Don't tweet. Like I know it's a big deal for you lot to tweet us, but to us it's nothing. Doesn't register at all.
It's not what I meant.
So I don't even look at my ads.
Do you not?
Nah, too big.
You've got
time.
So many.
We get too many.
Do you know what we will be talking about?
I don't even look at the timeline. All I look at is what I tweet.
I thought about your timeline today.
What's that?
I thought about your timeline today because we're going to be talking about the race for top four. Very exciting. And I thought, imagine. And I don't want to go down this road yet because we've got other things to talk about. But we'll get to it. Imagine if you were in the Europa League next season. Your timeline. Let's leave it there. So, calm takes. First of all, before we get into it properly, here's a calm take for you. One Football. What a cracking football app. It's got everything you need.
Yes.
This video is sponsored by OneFootball, the app which brings you live scores, transfer news and stats all in one place. So if you're wondering who's in the top four right now, head over to OneFootball. It's the only place you'll find it. That's a lie.
Where are we?
I'm joking.
Where are we in the league?
Where are you? Where are you in the league? Third currently.
Oh, we're third. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, currently. Yeah. The app notifies you with live match updates. So if you're unlucky enough to miss a game, do you know what the score is from last Spurs game?
Yes.
Good. Okay, so you'll be all right. But you could have live notifications so you can find out when Southampton scored their first and then second goals. You can still keep up to date in real time. Amazing. OneFootball also lets you personalise your news feed, so make sure you're following your club in the app and get updates the minute a news story breaks or a transfer rumour heats up, and this isn't written, or if your manager gets sacked.
Well, you know what else is good about it? Cool. Is if you're on the go and you happen to be missing the football, it gives you all the scores. The alerts come up on your phone. You can keep up to date.
Great point. Not one I'd made.
Did you say that?
Pretty much.
Oh, I'd switched off, sorry.
So yeah, go check it out. Link is in the description. Look, we've been sponsored by OneFootball a few times and we're happy to be sponsored by them because it is a really, really good app. I enjoy it and I use it. Here's a contact for you.
Yeah.
Zidane, back in the Real Madrid job.
Yeah, never go back.
I think it's a really smart move.
By who?
By Zidane.
Why?
Because.
You can't go wrong here, can he? They've had a horrendous.
I mean, season. He can go wrong. But yeah, it's quite, it's a much lower bar. The legacy is up for grabs. It could be ruined a little bit. I think he's looked down the line. And I wonder if he's just an unbelievable visionary. For example, the headbutt. That's what we know him for.
Yeah.
Despite his incredible career. His credible career where he was a poet with the ball.
He's
but going in and becoming a manager after being a poet on the ball, no, You're not going to get the fear factor that you need. Zidane, he saw years in the future and went, right, I'm coming to the end of my career now.
Highest
I
level.
Need to do something.
The biggest platform in the world.
Yeah, I need to do something so that when I am a manager, the players are always a little bit like...
Oh my God, is he going to headbutt me?
Yeah, if he goes to scratch his head, he's just like... Yeah, he's got that fear factor. Clever, visionary. Okay?
Yeah.
What I think he's doing here, he's coming back, low bar, he's got all the power he wants. He can change it up a lot. Okay, he's got about... He might be given... Well, you never know with Zidane. It might go... Well, you never know with Real Madrid. Could go horribly wrong and he gets the sack in 6 months. But I reckon he's got enough credit in the bank to be able to make the changes he wants, to have a bit of leeway next season. And then in a couple of seasons, Messi's going to be gone.
I can't work it out.
He might do it again.
What's changed in the 10 months, apart from Real Madrid falling apart? What's...
One man. One man.
Zidane.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
You're right. So Zidane is now... What's motivated him to come back is what I don't understand. Is he just like a couple of months in gone, fucking bored. This is really boring. My wife is doing my fucking nothing.
Yeah.
I've got to get away from her. Let's go back to where I've done it all already. I don't understand. I can't get my head around why he's gone back.
How long a break do you need though? That's the real question. Because maybe you only need a few months.
What is he going to do that he hasn't done already? He's won the Champions League 3 years on the bounce. Is that right?
He did win the league, I think, as well, with them.
Was it 3 years on the bounce?
Yeah, he won it 3 years on the bounce. Did he never win La Liga? I'll Google it.
Either way, he's not going to... And without Ronaldo, I mean, it will be a test of how good a manager he is. And it's good for Spurs' predicament, because it means that Poch isn't going there. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is a better manager than Pochettino, so he's not going to Man United.
Did win a La Liga once.
There you go.
Well, no, he hasn't got Ronaldo. But that whole squad is in, like, look, Modric isn't going to last forever. Bale looks like he's going to go.
Yeah.
But you've got new players like Vinicius, who's really exciting, but isn't there yet.
Hasn't got a cruciate. Didn't he do his... He got a really bad knee, so he's fucked forever now. He's fucked now.
Forever?
Yeah,
done.
Yeah, he's done. Write him off.
Room 69?
Yep. Get him in there.
In the bin. Nah, good luck to you. That seems really harsh.
He doesn't need more luck, does he? He doesn't need more luck. He's playing. He's 19. And he's playing for Real Madrid. How much more luck does he need, Jim?
Wow, but he's got there. Would you rather?
Yeah.
Would you rather be Vinicius and make it and play for them, and then do your knee and never play again? But you've tasted that sweet, sweet nectar of playing for Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Or you never get there. Just be you.
So have all your dreams and then see them ripped away from you.
Yeah,
by a cruel injury, or you just never have them.
Or just fully understand that you were never that good.
Carl, that is a tough question because it's... I think I'd probably go for the latter. I'd probably go for never make it.
Yeah.
Because I'm all right. I never made it. I never played for Real Madrid.
You're happy enough, aren't you?
I'm very happy, mate. Yeah, you're happy.
I'm buzzing.
Got a lovely wife.
Well, actually, I never made it.
What?
And that makes me sad every day. You played at Wembley. It's not really making it, is it?
Not really.
It's a joke of a game, wasn't it? No. If we're honest. Made a big deal out of it, didn't I? But I was playing with them. Who was in your team on that day? Yeah, you can say Cafu.
Yeah.
You could also say a 23-stone man.
Who's that?
Jordi. Yeah, but at an elite level, there's no 23-stone men.
He must be 23-stone.
Is he?
Pure muscle.
Do you think? Weighs more than fat, apparently. Finishing off my calm take, I think this ends in Zidane being president one day of Real Madrid.
I can see it.
That's what he's doing. Very clever, Zidane.
Mm.
Bad choice of jeans, though. Did you see his jeans when he got unveiled? Looked like he'd turned them up like halfway. It looked like he'd done this.
That's
a blazer.
It's a look, isn't it? Why did they have to unveil him? Like they all know who he is.
Yeah.
He's our new manager. The one we had for 10 months ago. The one free Champions League with us. You know him. Zidane. Was our captain once. Fuck Real Madrid anyway.
You should be happy about this, mate.
I am happy. Pochettino ain't going there.
Pochettino's
Do you know what?
Safe.
Pochettino is a fucking fraud. I'll say it. I want Solskjaer.
He wants Solskjaer. The ink is, he hasn't signed anything
yet.
Would
you swap Pochettino for Solskjaer right now?
No.
They have drunk the Solskjaer Kool-Aid. Massively.
Yeah, Tanvir on the ones and twos today. Welcome back, Tanvir.
Just for the comments, how do you spell your name?
T-A-M-V-E-E-R.
Yeah, not T-A-M-V-E-E-R.
I got told off for not giving you a proper introduction last week. Apparently, I normally say Tanvir on the ones and twos, which I hadn't been
saying. Who noticed that?
We're not going to do testing Tanvir this week.
Yeah, it's getting boring.
Because, yeah, it feels like it's getting a tiny bit boring.
A test would suggest that you don't know the result. We know the result.
It's the same every time. Yeah, he doesn't know them. but yeah, Henry James said this, make Tanvir come into shot. I'm sick of imagining what he looks like.
Well, we've got a little reveal for you.
Whoa.
Should I? No.
Hang on. Connor McLean then said, #, get your bits out for the lads.
Yeah.
Which is coming back this week. Just checking in, I've got a spicy bit idea. Each podcast, you give the viewers a clue about what Tanvir looks like. The people can do a sketch of what they think he looks like and send in a photo of it. If someone gets close enough, Tanvir's face is revealed.
Yeah, that's really good.
Thanks, lads. Love the pod.
They know what I look like anyway.
No, but I like this. I like this idea. No.
So actually, that's a good thing. If Tanvir has been on screen at some point the Ball Street channel, don't go sifting. Normally, you want the views, don't you? Don't go sifting through the archives looking for him because you're just going to spoil it. Just enjoy the game if you know what he looks like. But if you don't, come on down and get involved. So, first reveal. And so, tweet me at James Alcott, ALCOTT, because you don't look at your timeline. You said that earlier. Flav, you can reveal what's the first aspect of Tanvir's face or whatever.
He's got brown skin.
He's got brown skin. That's brown skin. How do you spell brown?
B-R-O-W-N.
There you go. So, with that clue, off you go. Give us a sketch. Let's see what you get. Take a photo of it. Send it to me at James Alcott, ALCOTT.
Apart from that, I don't see colour.
Yeah. It was the first thing you said, though, wasn't it?
Well.
Was Connor being a bit racist here when he said, I've got a spicy bit idea?
Yeah.
I didn't realise that at the time.
Yeah, fucking racist.
What a shame.
What else we got?
A couple of reasons to listen. We're going to have more calm takes on the way. Reasons to listen. Lewis Anthony Mosley. Thought this was interesting. Just checking in. I'm steaming. Peace.
Lovely.
So I thought that was quite good because...
Yeah, but drink
If you've had a... Yeah, drink responsibly, always. But if you feel a little bit tipsy...
Yeah.
Get on the comments. Let us know. Just say what you feel. Say whatever comes into your head. Because that could be interesting, I think. Do you not?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're pissed, get in the comments.
What's the worst thing you've ever texted when you were...
fucking shit. You've seen my time. Like, you've seen my Twitter. After I've had a few beers, I sometimes...
Mind the fucking gap.
Mind the fucking gap, you... That went early in that. But I don't. You had a few beers. You go on Twitter. You say stupid things. It's not a problem.
Something that's different about you.
You got, don't you? So it's.
Is what it is.
It is what it is.
This podcast is always on iTunes as well, apart from last week when Tanvir forgets to put it up. Don't worry. Last week's one is there now. You can listen to that joyous thing again. But we've got some reviews. If you want to review, we will read out anything. And here are three. Jazz Singh, 55. James and Flav taking the football out of football, then replacing it with Wang's, Twinkles, Nuggets, Schmeared Bagels and other assorted bits for the lads.
Yeah. And ladies, there's a couple
and
of ladies.
And ladies go, yep. Yeah. Emily.
And Dotty. Emily and Dotty.
If you're another woman.
Just check in.
Let's just check in and let me know. Yeah. See who else
let's
we've
see
got.
If we can up the ratio because football is for everybody.
Mm. It's true. Waste of time rating, this one's called. Yeah. Whilst Flav hates reviews and much prefers word of mouth recommendations, I was actually recommended by my mate, Sean, or Shan, he says. So I thought I'd leave a review. Podcast offers some great weekly football chat, and I don't believe there's another football podcast that takes care of their community like One for the Weekend, with offerings like Flames Advice, brackets, never listen to Tanvir. Count this review as a mate telling you to listen to this podcast. You won't regret it. And
Can I just start? Yep. What was the first sentence? Read that out again, please.
Whilst Flav hates reviews and much prefers word of mouth recommendations.
So, and then he goes on to say that he got the podcast through word of mouth.
He's recommended by a mate.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So he's right.
So, and I don't hate it. I'm just saying one's better than the other. Reviews are a waste of time. If you want to go behind the curtain, do you want to go behind the curtain?
Let's go there.
Right? The reviews are a part of an algorithm on iTunes, right? That boosts you up the chart. So if you combine reviews with ratings and listens, there's a better chance of you going up the charts. But you can only get to the very top of the charts unless you're one of the behemoths of the podcasting world.
Yeah.
If you've released a new podcast to big fanfare. Otherwise, it's all bollocks. But yeah, keep leaving the reviews because we will read them. But that's the main point. If you leave a review, yeah, we'll read it.
True. Yeah, that is true. That's the main reason to do
yeah
it. And last one, just check in and give it a listen is the title. Seriously, the best football podcast out there. The irresistible concoction of fruitful optimism and relentless pessimism.
Yeah.
Really makes this a must listen. Just to hear a conversation between James, a surprisingly 30-year-old man, 32, with more life experience than first expected, and Flav, a rock and roll icon, brackets without the dodgy Barnet anymore, concerning the girth of Charlie Adams' penis, is well worth the hours spent refreshing your timeline every Thursday, waiting for the new instalment. Much love, lads. Keep up the good work.
That is a great review.
Best one.
Rock and roll, eh?
After that?
Yeah.
You are a bit of a rock and roll icon. As, like, in the podcast, loves balloons.
Rock and roll.
Calm takes. Back to calm takes. I like calm takes. You've got a calm take.
So these are big problems in the footballing world, or big talking points that if you just take a step back, just take a deep
breath,
look at it and think, let's apply some logic to it. This is what a calm take is.
Offer up
so
a
what
calm
are we talking
take
about?
So Ryan, he's asking, I'd really like your opinion on the least calm take of the week, having armed police on the sides of the pitch. Hashtag calm take.
For what?
This is after the Grealish thing. Smalling got someone who came on the pitch as well. Was it Arsenal, Man United? I think there was another game as well someone got.
So you're asking for a calm take for having them there?
So how do you feel about,
I think it's fine. I think it's a good thing to have armed police on the side.
What do you think about that whole event?
Well,
I think Grealish and all that.
Just firstly on that, I think
technique was awful, wasn't it?
I want to talk about that. But if any fan sets foot on the pitch, he should be shot. He should be shot. And I don't mean shot in the leg, I mean shot through the chest.
Right.
Yeah.
That feels like a hot take.
No, it's
would
calm.
Be,
it's calm. Like, why do you have the police with guns to shoot people if they get on the pitch? It's fine.
Like a BB gun thing?
No, with a fucking...
Rubber bullet?
No, with a like a...
Kalashnikov.
You know the bullets that they cut in half, so they break up on impact?
Right.
And create a much more difficult wound to repair for surgeons?
Right.
Those fucking
bullets.
Those
ones.
Yeah. Don't step on the fucking pitch. Yeah, it's for players. It's
you
not,
know what?
Not, it ain't for you. So, all right.
That's a grim scene if someone's streaking. Just naked body.
And look, and when someone goes on the pitch and you think, and you hear people going, oi, they're not going, oi, they're going, look. Sorry, you have to beat that as well. Write that down. People looking and going, you are, if you get on the pitch, people looking and going, you are a wanker.
Yeah.
You're an embarrassment to our club.
That's a really good point. Are people thinking that? Have you run on the pitch thinking you were the shit?
Yeah, that's what they think. They get
not
on the pitch going, I am the bollocks, look, I'm on the pitch. And everyone else is thinking, you are a fucking sad act. Someone needs to go and get your hard drive.
Do you know what? Once you are on the pitch, people think you're a wanker. But if you can dodge a steward, you're a god. You are. If you can outrun him, you're a god.
If you go on naked, I've got utmost respect for you. Like a streaker. You don't get streakers anymore. What happened to streakers?
Well, because of...
What?
They're afraid they're going to get shot.
No, that was streakers died a long time ago. We used to get women streakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, QPR, Crystal Palace, last game of the season, had to win to stay up. It was the season Man City went down into Division 2.
Yeah.
Right, we played Crystal Palace. We were in trouble. Beat them 6-0.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
When's the naked bodies coming?
Fifth goal goes in. We're sat behind the loft. Look to my right. On the roof of above the sort of first bit where the boxes are and stuff, a woman had got onto that, and she'd prior to the game, I imagine, or maybe during, whatever, she'd painted blue and white stripes on her chest.
Incredible.
And she was just running jeans. She was just running like that,
flapping
wibbling
about,
wibbling and wobbling. It was lovely.
With PPI,
everyone's just like,
yes,
imagine
that, yes,
5-0, and everyone's just watching her, and then the sixth goal went in.
I've got a story like
back
that.
In heaven.
I went to Spurs played Slavia Prague 2005, first season back in Europa League for many, many years. 10,
what's
11.
Stripper story.
Yeah, there were some, but not on this occasion. We're inside the stadium, and there's this woman just kept going like this.
That's it. What? I'm back down. And then it.
Then up again.
The game.
And everyone's like, what's that? And then, I thought I saw some tits, but can't be. So you're watching the game, and then out of the corner of your eye, you see it, and you're like, and she kept doing it, and after a while, people were going, hooray! Hooray! And by the end, in the current climate, probably not acceptable, but back in 2005, anything went really. By the end,
glorious.
There was 5,000 Spurs fans in the end just going, tits, 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 tits. It's like the game becoming inconsequential because this woman flashed her boobs 10 times.
Wow.
So that the whole ground just celebrated.
Did she have a smile on her
face? Yeah, she was a Prague. She was a Slavia Prague
right,
fan.
She's just loving it. Just loving it.
I don't know what her motive was. It appeared
attention.
That she was so the next day, she was in the paper. She was in the paper, the Prague local paper.
Yeah.
Doing this.
What was the headline?
Tits!
Tits. Tits.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That was a great day. It was a great day.
On a much more insignificant level, at Loftus Road, this has happened a few times, where like a plastic bag's gone on the pitch and the game's been a bit boring and the wind's caught it and it's gone towards the goal and people have gone... when it goes in, people cheer.
Yeah.
It's the little things.
Such banter.
It is the little things. But yeah, the Grealish, how do you feel about that? Ban for life, all that
so
stuff.
So the tour thing, someone said it over and over again, but... He had all day to line up his head and he managed to punch him in the side of the neck. That's the first thing. Second thing, Grealish, what a fucking don.
So
Not just for getting up and scoring. That was beautiful, poetic. It's what's great about football.
Didn't react, did he, when he got
the
hit either?
Grin on his face after it happened was quality. It was like, it was a spit in the face of all the bullshit you see in El Clasico. Could you imagine if that happened to Pepe? Well, he'd still be down now.
Oh my God!
Saw it, got up and was like, "I'm gonna fucking get you."
Even a bastion of centre backs, Chiellini, who was incredible in the Juventus Atletico Madrid game, he gets pushed by Morata.
Yeah.
And it was disgustingly dramatic.
Was Dzeko? The headbutt.
No, Chiellini and.
No, I'm sorry. I'm talking about last Morata. Week at Roma, where it was I can't remember the Roma play Porto. And it was one of the Porto players, and they just literally just touched heads like that, you know, squared up.
Oh, yeah.
And he just went and just fell back. He should get banned to fuck. Well, this is what I'm saying. So the exact opposite of that is Jack Grealish.
Yeah, he just sat there, didn't he? He was
loving it. He's grinning. He was grinning while everyone else was losing their heads. He was just like, all right, let's see what's going to happen.
He's got a great temperament in that sense because he gets kicked and kicked and kicked.
Yeah, the type of player he is.
So what I loved as well, the interview with him afterwards, they go, I mean, what a day for you. Like, the reporter's like, doesn't know what to ask for the first question.
Yeah.
First thing that comes out of his mouth, Jack Grealish goes, best day of my life. Captain Aston, because I don't think he's normally captain.
Yeah.
Captain Aston Villa.
Against Birmingham.
I'm a Villa fan, scored the winner. He'd forgotten about it. He'd gotten away with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He'd forgotten about it to
you're a fucking hero. He's a legend for Villa forever for that. For getting punched, one thing, but to respond in the way he did, the grin on the floor. Like, if I was...
And running into the fans when he scored.
Yeah, absolutely. But exactly. So all of it was great. If it was a Villa fan now, I'd be vectorising a picture of Jack Grealish on the floor with a grin on his face and sticking it all over the T-shirt so fucking fly out. Make money off that shit.
Sure, though, as well, it's amazing. There's like moments in people's... What, Flabby?
Stuck those peas in it.
Yeah.
That's what you lot say.
Sweet, sweet pea. You, what do you mean, you lot?
Kids, young people. young people.
Brown individuals.
Yeah, I mean, that's not what I was saying.
He doesn't see colour, he's told you that.
Told you numerous times. Just told you that, didn't I?
Just listen. what was I saying? It's gone.
I don't know, it's probably boring.
No, it was brilliant. It's really good. It's really good, actually. Oh, yeah, that was going to say. Do you know players in their career have, like, moments that it changes the whole outlook of them as a player.
Yeah.
So like Gazza, 1990.
Well, I was actually thinking of Gazza, like the Maverick ones have many. Like you sort of Gazza's moments would be the 1990, like you said.
Mm.
The challenge on Gary Charles in the 91 Cup final where he'd done his knee in. You're having a laugh?
I was moving the stool
place. Right. Just do it then, get it done.
The free kick against Arsenal. Is that just so you can move his feet up?
Oh,
I can't believe that. So for those who don't know, Tanvir's been moving a chair, a stool across the floor. If you heard it, it's going, and I thought it must be like in his way. He's just put his feet up. That's a scumbag.
Vision mixing better be on point here, too. My face, Flav's face. My face, Flav's face. Flav's face. Did I get you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, anyway. Those moves, all like Sterling. I think Sterling with the the Instagram comment. That's not even on the pitch, but like...
What Instagram comment?
The after the racism with the Chelsea-Man City game. He's put that Instagram post out there, and it feels like it's everyone's scared to sort of say a bad word about Raheem.
Well, so I was about to say
he's having a great season as well.
No, I was about to say that. I think now's the time to turn back on him again, just because everyone loves him.
Yeah,
and that's what the British people do, don't they? You get so up, and then eventually you've got to go, well, he's had enough. And get bring back down.
Yeah, the journalists.
I don't mean bringing that into a pit of racism. I just mean everyone's equal, aren't they?
At the knees. Yeah, or Beckham. Like Beckham with the grease one when he turned it around. Oh, amazing.
Yeah, I was very much in the camp then of hating all of opposing players. And Beckham's performance against Greece, he was incredible.
He's a joke. That is one of the greatest single performances.
Displays.
In terms of dragging a team.
Yeah. Because we were shit against them as well.
So bad. Scholes and Gerrard, I've never seen those two play as badly as they did in that game. They literally forgotten how to play football.
It was weird.
It was embarrassing.
And from the right midfield, he just pulled us through.
Amazing.
Amazing. And he scored a free kick in the last minute.
What do you think about this? So there's someone's started a Twitter account. My picture's there. Thingy.
What? The screenshots?
Yeah.
What's it called?
At James56876703.
What? Hang on a minute. What? I thought that you were talking. I thought you meant the one for the Weekend Screenshots account.
No. Which everyone should go and follow. 147 followers.
Followers.
But they're one for Weekend Screenshots. I didn't think it had legs. But I've got to say, I very much enjoy it. Keep up the good work.
I saw the guy or girl who runs One for the Weekend Screenshots comment on the XO GIFs. Is that right?
XO GIFs, yeah.
XO GIFs going, oh, I can never do GIFs. I ain't got it in me.
You can,
mate. Mate, Google it. It will take you half an hour to... How long will it take them to learn how to capture GIFs?
Like 5 minutes.
Five minutes. Just Google it and you'll be able to do it, I promise.
Yeah. I think there's a power to a screenshot, though. I do like the screenshot.
I look at them when they appear on the...
Sure, let's continue with our contacts with at OFTW Screenshots. Go give them a follow. What? Cardiff have actually had an all right season when compared with the previous seasons. That was his calm take.
Where are they in the league?
Yes, third from bottom.
Oh, they're going down.
They won at the weekend. Won last week. They're still in it.
Do we want them in the league? Like, do we want them in the league? Do we want Warnock for another year? Not really.
Do you want?
You've had your fun.
It's them or Southampton.
Keep Southampton.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're. They're playing football the right way. They've got Hasenhüttl. We don't want to get rid of him too soon, do we? And
they got that fan. He dances to the Prodigy. You see that?
Oh God, yeah, he was
loving it.
Yeah, he's
good on him.
Pulled up.
Do you think?
Well, it must be anyway. No one has no inhibition.
Fair point.
There's always a reason, isn't there?
Sorry, I was with that person who's got my profile pic. It's fine. Yeah. Go for it. But he said the argument from some that stewards should be like bouncers and like be properly trained to know that Austin Powers judo chop or something. If someone tries to get on the pitch so they can like 360 no scope them with AK-47s in their high vis jackets. I don't know, something like that.
What's a 360 no scope them?
It's a Call of Duty reference.
That's it. Cheers, T. Bruv Sharma's back.
Mate, hang on a minute. James, so this young man has set up an account and he's taken your photo.
Stolen my identity.
Right. And you've got an issue with this. You're putting yourself out there. You started the James Lawrence Alcott channel.
Please subscribe.
This is what success looks like, in a way.
That's pretty good looking. Bruv Sharma. All right, bruv. Hashtag can't take. Would love to know Flav's opinion. Spurs are not capitulating.
Is he a gooner?
Given what happened in the summer, this was a team overachieving and is still primed to achieve what they would have loved to at the start of the season, with hardly any investment over the last 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, but what, you know, it's not like you can win arguments like or use that as a... Like, if I'm getting dug out by an Arsenal fan or a Liverpool fan, I can't say, well, we haven't spent any money. They'd be like, what's the fucking point is spending money? You get success by spending money.
Well, I think this leads us on nicely to the top four discussion, Flav, and it's time. Lovely little bit out there as an interlude.
Rock and roll, isn't it?
So this weekend, in terms of games, Bournemouth, Newcastle, Burnley, Leicester, West Ham, Huddersfield on the Saturday. And Sunday, Fulham, Liverpool, Everton, Chelsea. And then you've got the FA Cup games. Watford Palace, Swansea, Man City, Millwall, Brighton. Millwall. What a cup side.
Yeah.
They did very well. And Wolves v Man United as well. So in terms of games, a bit blur, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a shit weekend of football.
It's a shit weekend. You're not playing. Arsenal aren't playing. You know. Things like that. Liverpool must beat Fulham away. That's the only one you've got to kind of worry about. Everton, Chelsea. Interesting. Everton can't get their arse into gear. Chelsea can't get their arse into gear. But Chelsea, if they win their game in hand, they're on 60 points. They're bloody close to Tottenham Hotspur. So going back to what Bruv said.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Because it's, I did say last week, didn't I? I said, I feel like it's turning. My gut says, not my head, my gut says, people are going to start hunting after Pochettino. Feels like you've turned a bit.
Yeah, I think
you're
right.
Awkward times.
I think that we will go to Anfield and get a result.
Wow.
I mean, we won't win.
Draw. So you think you'll go to Liverpool and draw?
We'll snatch a draw at the last minute. It's honestly, the mood around Spurs is pretty bad at the moment. Obviously, it's compounded by the fact that Chelsea and Arsenal are right up our arses. And
Man United.
Yeah, Man United are flying. And look, if you look at form and pace and what's that right now? Form. If you look at just form, forget pace. If you're looking at form, then Spurs are going to lose out. But there's a long way to go in this season. We've got all of our home games are winnable. All of them. We've got two horrible away games. And that's what everyone's obsessing over. They look at those fixtures and they don't see... They see Liverpool Man City. I don't think we'll go into both those games and lose both. I think we'll get a point out of one of them and we'll lose the other. But other than that, if we drop 4 points the rest of the season, then we will qualify for the Champions League. That goes without saying.
Okay.
And there's no chance that Arsenal are going to win every game this season. They're not good enough. If they do, I'll absolutely happily take that back at the end of the season.
But you Arsenal, won't have a choice.
I'll apologise.
Okay.
But there's no chance Arsenal go through that season without
not
dropping points. So
sure, they totally deserve it. If it last eight games, they can win eight out of
Of course
eight.
They do. They do. Well, whoever finishes in the top four deserves to finish there.
Are you?
I think the problem.
So what's gone wrong then?
I think that it's about motivation, and I think that you have the same squad, and I don't like. Who knows? But we have the same squad, and the same messages, and the same ways of motivating them. After a while, it kind of starts to wear thin, and that's why getting new bodies in is important, because they're new people, are receptive to new ideas, and they push the other players to kind of keep at it. Whereas yeah, we've totally had no new players for over a year, which is, as everyone knows, extremely rare in football. On top of that, the results, we've played all right, but the results haven't been that great. So Southampton, we could have been four up by half time. We hit a post, hit the bar. The game's about inches. Another game would have been 3-0 up and it would have been a different game. We'd have been having a completely different discussion. But results are the be-all and end-all, but you conjure such a narrative around these results when it doesn't tell the full story.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll get what we deserve at the end of the season. And and talking about motivation, that's why I think it'd be a riot. We're moving into the new stadium, finally. It's happening. It's either going to be Brighton. If they beat Millwall, it'll be Palace. And that will be a massive motivation. Because what more motivation do you need to go into that new stadium? Like, we've been talking about it for 18 months. Everyone's desperate to get over that shit old Wembley. Now we get to go home, back to Tottenham. If the players can't get motivated for that, then what more do you want?
Imagine if you like first three games at home, you don't win.
Yeah, pumped. Yeah, that would be shit
at home.
I mean, I can see it.
Yeah. Going back to that question right at the start, then, how do you feel about the possibility of?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Europa League football. How much of a disaster is that? That's fucking a huge... Sorry, I'll answer it for you. That's a huge disaster. For you to be like, you were in the running for the league like four games ago, and now you could very easily draw... You could lose to those two, that Man City and Liverpool, win the rest of them, and finish sixth.
No.
You could.
That won't happen.
Could happen today, couldn't it? How would you put that first season back in the new spot and you're playing Europa football?
I mean...
You'll get... Twitter's going to be horrible, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I just won't go on. So I won't see it. But it's
incredible, the stigma of playing Europa League football if you're a top six side, isn't it? It's just
I don't care about Europa League football. All I care about is finishing above Arsenal. I don't give a shit if we're in the Champions League or not. All I'm concerned about is Arsenal finishing above us. That's all I care about. I haven't thought about Europa League football.
Haven't thought about it yet. You just worry. You're more worried about it.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm concerned about. It's horrible. It's horrible feeling. Like if Spurs finish fifth and Arsenal finish sixth, I'll take that.
Arsenal, they're doing well, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you know what I saw, which was quite interesting? Sticking with Arsenal for a second. In terms of like front two, so like Aubameyang and Lacazette. Look good together. And I saw this article and it was talking about those two and how they've kind of, from being in a point where Lacazette had come for 50 million and then couldn't even get in the team. And then there's been, even in this season, they've been able to rotate the two of them at times. Mm. But when they're both playing well, they look brilliant.
Yeah. Aubameyang, I would hold up with Kane as, you know, one of the best number nines in the world.
You call him a bottler the week before, last week.
What, when he missed a penalty?
Yeah, only
because he's. If you see the video back of when he missed the penalty against Lloris,
I felt like he looked exactly the same against United though.
Really? Like, maybe I'm just reading into it. He looked terrified.
Yeah, he looked because I remember you saying that, and I remember thinking, oh okay, let's watch him, and he was like, and he's ripped. He's pretty chilled. But it got me thinking about strike partnerships.
I'm only saying that to wind Arsenal fans off. I don't actually believe he bottled it.
Fair enough.
Just missed a penalty, didn't he?
Between the two of them, stop burping. Aubameyang and Lacazette, they've... Because I then looked at the goal scorers and then assisted by like those little partnerships.
Right.
What do you think is the best strike partnership in the Premier League? What would be your guess as the best, most productive top two? So it's quite a difficult question because there aren't many.
I would say Chris
anymore.
Wood and Barnes of Burnley would be up there.
Your favourite team? Yeah.
Are they up there?
They are not up there.
Really?
No. So I was quite surprised.
Well, throughout the whole season?
So far. So in terms of just a pairing of two people, so not a front two, it's Callum Wilson and Ryan Fraser, but that's obviously a winger and a centre forward. But in terms of two forwards, it's Ayoze Perez and Salomon Rondon are the...
What's the criteria?
Well, in terms of like a pair working together.
But how do they create this? Assists and goals?
So one's got assists for the other one.
Right.
And so you would think...
How many goals have they scored?
Four.
What?
So it's not... My point is, there's not many.
Where two have provided or scored off each other's play?
Yeah, exactly. So one's assisting to the other.
Well, where are they? In the table?
In the table, they're just above the... Yeah.
Top?
No, what, Newcastle? Oh, what, in this? In this, they're second. Yeah, they're top.
And four?
Four. It's not many, is it?
No.
Shows where, like, how football's changing and the goals aren't coming from, like... Because even...
Like, so it used to be two up top and...
Yeah. And you'd have, you know, like the greats, like Les Ferdinand and Gary Penrice doing their shit.
SAS, Sutton and Shearer.
Actually, it's more... That's F and P. FAP. we're talking about Ferdinand and Penrice.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. Spurs had, what is it? I haven't worked this out. Dele, Eriksen, Son, Kane, Desk.
The old desk.
Desk.
Amazing. You can always lean on Desk. But yeah, there's not many sort of big combinations in the league this year. So Callum Wilson, that's five. Perez and Rondon, that's four. Jimenez and Jota, that's probably almost a front two. They're four as well, so they're up there as well. Mm. Then it's Aguero and Sterling, but Aguero plays out.
Oh,
on
there
the
we go. I should look at my notes really, shouldn't I?
Could have. But it's interesting that those strike partnerships don't really exist anymore.
Yeah, because the game's changed, isn't it? There's so much fluidity going forward that the goals are generally more shared across the team. David Brooks.
What a great player.
Yeah.
So you know about Declan Rice, we were talking about him last week. He got his first England call-up.
Yeah, tonight Wednesday.
Yeah, but you know, double reason for celebration. He's been named the Ireland player, Young Player of the Year.
Oh my God.
He's got both. That's definitely on purpose, isn't it, by the Irish? I like it. Because he does qualify, because he played for them. Do you remember last week we were talking about bottling it? And we were looking for a definition.
Yes, of what we got.
So people have, we asked for the definition of bottling it. Everyone's talking about it. We wanted to get to the bottom of it with the help of you guys in our community. So Jack Carroll said, we also asked, what size of bottle is it? You went with Orangina.
Orangina bottle.
I went for a cola bottle. Didn't feel like it was that much of a bottle. You said a Ribena bottle, didn't you? Jack Carroll.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, did you know? Jack Carroll, he says it's 100% a fruit shoot bottle at the moment. Paul Julian, he said, bottling it is about whether it was in your grasp. Liverpool haven't bottled anything yet because their 7-point lead was mid-season. But as you say, if they go top again and City slip up and they still lose, then they are bottlers because the finish was in sight and they just couldn't keep their eye on the trophy.
Is Paul Julian a Liverpool fan? If so, your thoughts on this are invalid.
That's unfair.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Stavot Agat, don't know if I said it right, just checking in. I don't reckon there'd be any shame in Liverpool losing out to City by a few points come the end of the season. That'd be a mini Bailey's bottle job, if anything. Coming third to Solskjaer's United, however, would be the equivalent of that huge 4.5 litre Bell's whiskey bottle that your nana used to keep the shiny two-piece in.
There's no shame. There's no shame to Liverpool losing out to Liverpool City at this stage, even if they were ahead, because City have every advantage. But it's just it's the opportunity that's a shame.
I quite like one.
Because you're so close. You were so close to having it, and it's been taken away from you, or you've lost it. But you look at, like we discussed last week, the gap that you've closed on City, that's impressive. Something 20 points in it. That's a massive, massive...
It's a jump, isn't it? It's a huge,
huge
jump,
jump forward.
That's true. I like what Paul Julian was saying in terms of like that it being in the mid season. Although I guess you look at Newcastle, you go at Christmas they were 12 points clear, weren't you? And everyone kind of calls them bottle jobs.
Yeah, but there is. I know you're looking for the definition, but this is just a stick to beat other fans with. Doesn't matter.
Okay, so that's the definition of it. Then.
Yeah.
A stick to beat other fans with. Yeah. There we go. Right, done. Brilliant.
You got any others?
There is one more. Letanyan Aramugam.
Good work.
Bottle job. A team, it's not me calling them a bottle. A team that gets into a position where they should really not lose from, but end up losing, i.e. bottling it. This is regardless of what one's expectations are before getting in the winning position.
Yeah, he's right.
So that's different to what you just said.
Yeah, but I agree with him now.
Okay.
That's the problem with the internet. No one's willing to back down, are they? You set your stall up, and it doesn't matter if you're like facts are blaring in your face. You refuse to because you're an emotional cripple. You don't have the intelligence to realise that some people might know things other than some people might have a better perspective on what your opinion is. Yeah. So if someone says that, and now I now agree with him, that's not me going back on what I thought. It's someone educating me, and I'm going, all right. I know, I understand this thing better now. Everyone needs to just like wind their neck in a little bit, I think. Everyone's got too many fucking opinions.
Three. Three from the community. It's actually just one this week.
Is there one?
It's just one. Okay. And this isn't really one for us to answer just yet. We've got a week's homework with this one, everyone. Get involved in the comments.
Speaking of homework, have you done yours?
No, I told you I wasn't
doing it. Gangster.
I'm just trying to help you get better.
I'm good, how are you?
You wait.
No problems.
You need a haircut.
Jacob. Nah, he's all right. He's still, you can still see the fade at the bottom.
It's been like 4 days.
Four days, yeah. Your hair does grow quick, though.
Yeah.
So give him another clue. Very, very black hair.
Yep.
There you go.
His hair grows quickly.
Yeah. And it's black. Yeah. And there isn't even a hint of it receding. It's, the lines are perfect. And he uses hairspray, I think.
Do you?
Yeah, I think he uses hairspray.
He uses wax. So here you go, Jacob Giamo. Checking in. Exclamation mark. Just wondering who everyone's top five strikers in the world are. In order. Now I like that.
Do you?
But I want you guys to get involved in that. So bit of homework. Let us know in the comments.
Well, I just feel like he's I better say something. Top five strikers. There
send.
Send. Don't think about it again.
Who am I? So last week we asked you a question. Which is here. During my career, spanning three different decades, I played for clubs in four different countries, England, Scotland, France and Italy. I won the Champions League, 22 caps for my national team, but was relegated twice from the Premier League. Who am I? And so do you remember the week before, the guy who got it was a guy called Stephen McKinley.
Yes.
Who, he said, he said, I think it is, and then went, Thank you and good night.
Yeah.
It was confusing.
Yeah,
like,
it's
is he
contradictory,
sure or not?
Isn't it?
We spoke about that last week.
He's done it again.
McKinley's back, isn't he?
Yeah, he's done it again.
See,
he's done a joke there.
That's good.
See,
you happy with that?
Why not?
So Steve McKinley's got it right again. He's gone, I think the Who Am I is Fabrizio Ravanelli. Correct. Thank you and good night. And then he's put send.
Very good. Good work. So it means that. Isn't it?
How's he laughing? Oh, big dog.
Big dog! Oh, time.
Time for the porridge.
Big dog!
Loves that. Loves the big dog. Yeah. Woof, woof. Here's this week's. Who am I? I'm a Champions League winner who played for three London clubs and three Italian clubs. I also won 74 international caps. Who am I?
Three London clubs, three Italian clubs. Is it three London clubs?
Mm.
Is it, can I guess it? Because I never know these things, but I think I know this one. Can I?
Yeah.
Gianluca Vialli.
No.
Shit!
I
thought you played like Watford and Zola.
No. Mm. Let us know in the comments below. Little update on get your bits out for the lads.
What is this feature?
Get your bits out for the lads.
What does it mean? I can't remember.
It's a new bit. So if you've got a new idea for us to explore, so something like the sketch idea.
All right.
As a new bit. But if you've got other ones. But one that kind of, we've got a few comments in, so I thought it was quite interesting. We might have a little look and a chat about it. We're talking about celebrations last week. I'm sick of the knee slide. I get it's enjoyable, but I don't feel like we're moving the dial at all, moving it forward. And we asked people what their best celebrations were. Some bloke whose name I can't really read out because it's a lot of X's and Y's. Best celebration was the Robbie Fowler sniff the line. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. The worst one might be where the scorer goes crazy and starts kicking the shit out of the advertising.
Ketsbier.
Or was that the best? Tomori Ketsbier. Yeah.
He then became
manager of Georgia. And Georgia played England in the qualifiers and he was trying to be all like intelligent and chilled out. And you're like, nah.
Yeah,
burnt your bridges, mate.
Yeah, you're mental.
Do you remember he took his shoe off?
Yeah.
kicked it, took his shoe off.
And then threw his shoe. Mm. I remember Mitrovic celebrating Newcastle's promotion to the Premier League. And he had like a champagne bottle that he just drank on the pitch. And then just fucking launched it up in the air. It could have landed on anyone.
Killed four.
Yeah.
Simon Batchelor, best celebration was Shefky Kuki when he played for Ipswich.
Yeah.
He used to do a salmon dive straight onto his stomach. It looked so painful. Somehow he always looked fine when he did it.
Yeah, he did. That was a mental dive.
Maybe he had a tiny wang there.
But on his chest. He always lands on his chest. Or
right, but it's not just your chest, is it? It's not just on his chest. It's not lying just on his chest, does he? And Jason Hulleston, what? You want to debate that?
No.
How?
What I'm saying, like, if you had a nice night out with a lady, and you're getting down to it, taking her home, getting down to it, and she went like that, and she just had like two nipples on one breast, and one nipple on the other.
So three nipples.
Yeah. Yeah. But two on one. Okay. What would you like? Go, or would you go? Oh, just crack on.
Free for one special.
He would say.
Optimistic look.
Like
yeah.
He's in a kebab shop.
Optimistic take.
Three for one special.
Yeah. Didn't expect this.
Yeah.
What
did you tell me?
You get on with it, won't you?
Yeah.
Depends what the rest of it looks like. That might be the straw that breaks the.
Yeah. Stop.
The man's penis. Jason Hulleston. I like Robbie Keane, but his goal celebration was rubbish.
Yeah,
correct.
Was terrible.
It was crap, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was rubbish.
I think it's. I think there's like an age thing with that. Like when he's 19, 20, 21, you go, oh, go on then. Mm. Go for it, I like it. When you're like 38 and you're just like trying to roll over and go.
Do you know who Robbie Keane, I obviously rated everything he did for Spurs. He was an excellent striker. Formed an incredible partnership with Berbatov.
Mm.
But I always just look at him and go, is he good? Is he any good?
He was good, wasn't he?
I mean, he was good, but was he good?
But was he good? Oh, I see.
No, he was good.
Right.
But was he good?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Was he good? Yeah. It's the way he moved and the way he ran about. It's just like, I'm not sure this guy's good.
And he'd score goal after goal and you'd think he's good.
Yeah.
But then you think,
you know, obviously, love he a little, you know, a mark of a good player is when they dink it over the keeper to finish rather than try and go past the keeper.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He dink over the keeper is a good player and he'd do it a lot, but I'm still not sure he's good.
Yeah.
Despite all of the good goals he scored.
Yeah. Was he good?
Was he good? I'm not sure. You let us know in the comments, was Robbie Keane good?
Yeah.
Or was he just good?
Yeah. So, very good or good.
Yeah.
Scott Whitnell, just checking in for the first time, checking in too. Thank you. That was the other thing. If you've never watched the podcast till now, because look, we have our regulars and we love all that, but newbies are good too. Let us know if you're checking in for the first time.
Because newbies means growth.
Does. And actually, that was the other thing I wondered. Can everyone, literally everyone, like, because we get the same amount of views generally most weeks, if you all like the video, I just think that'd be mad.
Yeah, a lot of them haven't got this far. Lot of them
so many people don't.
I mean, you might want to do it at the beginning.
Yeah, I should have said that at the beginning.
And explain why.
True. Maybe next week. First time checking into greatest celebration ever seen, Michael DiPiedi. Sheffield Wednesday versus Grimsby Town. Piedi scored, ran over to the corner flag, took his shirt off, put it on the corner flag and proceeded to wave the corner flag in the air and then plant it in the ground. Proper naughty scenes.
I don't remember that.
I don't either. But I just enjoyed that. Good celebration. Mm. What's your favourite celebration, Flav?
Alan Shearer's.
Do you know what was good? Vinny Samways and Teddy Sheringham used to do like a... used to shake hands. Showing me age there.
Just shake hands?
They just go.
Yeah.
They get close and then they go.
What do you think of all of the kind of Jesse Lingard, humming song, kind of dance celebrations?
I loved Jesse Lingard's moonwalk. And he did it just in time, didn't he? If he did it now, people go, you can't do that. Can't be doing the moonwalk.
Oh, yeah, because it's like pedo move, isn't it? Have you seen...
Just about got it in, didn't he?
Have you seen it? Have you seen it, Finding Neverland?
I watched it last night.
What do you think? Tell you what.
Tell you what. He's a giant pedo now. it was horrible to watch. It was... the detail that they went into.
He put the work in. Definitely put the work in, didn't he? He built a fucking theme park.
He put the groundwork in. Too fair to him.
Fucking mad. No,
it was. It's
revolting and horrendous. But sometimes, in order to understand,
I'm so scared of where you're going. Sponsored by One Football.
Yeah, no, don't worry. Sometimes. Sometimes to understand the symptom, i.e. the way he behaved, you have to understand the cause. And it's more important to think about the cause than the symptom. All right, he did horrendous things, and those are terrible, but what created that? And as a society, we need to be a bit more open-minded to how we stop these things happening before they occur, is all I was going to say.
I think that's. I think he's an anomaly.
No, he's not. People who are abuse.
Oh, was he abused, was he?
Do you know anything about him at all?
I do.
He didn't have a childhood, didn't he? Dad used to beat him all up
right.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, right.
I'm not saying he was sexually abused.
Not sexually abused.
I'm not saying there aren't nuances to every single case here, Jim. I'm saying people that have horrendous upbringings generally go on to do...
Horrendous, was it?
Yes, it was horrendous.
What? He had a bizarre one. If you said to him again, do you want the same... Well, he's dead now, obviously. But if you do you want this same life and childhood, I don't think he'd go, no. Comes back to what we were saying early on, doesn't it? The, like, do you want to like live your dream, but you get the consequences that come with it, or would you not?
But he did not get any consequences, did he?
Because
he
shitload of cash.
No.
Like, loved by the entire world.
Sorry, I mean, I thought you meant negative consequences for the way he acted. He got everything he wanted. He did everything he wanted, two children, and then died without any comeuppance.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about.
All right, that's just where my brain is.
You were asking me, that was he abused or not as a child?
You don't know.
I think he was beaten by his dad.
But I just told you that. You didn't know.
I didn't know that. I thought you were talking about sexual abuse.
Michael, let's move this on.
I thought you were talking about sexual abuse.
Not abuse physically. Is abuse, Jim. I don't know what that was.
There's different...
let's leave this.
There's different...
Let's leave. Let's do it off camera.
Okay.
Or I'll bloody abuse you.
I'll tell you what, if you could go back and... Speaking of going back and changing things.
Yeah.
Gear change, James. Gear change is coming up. If you could go back and change one fixture, and that's any fixture, and why, which one would you choose? You could change any fixture... ever. It could be a game that your team's lost. It could be a game that an opposition team's won.
I would choose the World Cup final in 66.
Okay. Why?
Just like, do you know what I mean?
Wouldn't know who Jeff Hurst is, would we?
No. And West Ham fans just bleat on about it all the time, so that would be my choice.
Yeah.
Just give it to the Germans.
Okay. Interesting. What would I go for?
But you're going to say a QPR game that no one's ever heard of.
Would I? Do you know what? I'd maybe take away the old Chelsea Champions League win.
Oh, yeah.
Because for years, when it was all going, when we like the money was coming in with QPR and we got into the Prem and thought things were great, I was like, and they were like, there was a statement that Tony Fernandes said, would go like, we want to be in the Champions League at some point. I remember thinking, tell you what, we could imagine if we won the Champions League before Chelsea did. That was like the only thing to like cling on to.
Yeah.
And then when they won that,
nothing left.
So I would do that. I would let Robin score that penalty, and Chelsea not win it. Let us know.
Tell me, you're bored.
A little bit, any tiny bit. What percentage bored are you?
10% bored, that's not bad.
Quite pleased.
Because I'm like, I'm 30.
I'm just thinking
that
I need to go to the toilet.
What, did you do a wee?
No.
You need number two?
Number two.
Oh, you dirty pig. who goes for number two at work?
During a podcast.
Yeah, during your pants.
Yeah. Let us know, which game would you go back and change and why?
You didn't think about that. You sent me a text this morning saying, think of one game, and then you didn't. But I suppose you're doing the rest of the pod.
Yeah. It's that time. Near the end of the podcast now. Flames and Vice, my name's James. This is Flav, he looks a bit different, but it is Flav. What is it? Is it the socks?
Yeah,
it's the socks. And together we are Flames. So we've got a don't move advice.
Yeah.
Which is always nice, isn't it?
So this is when you're having sex and you're about to jizz.
Wee bit graphic, this one. So if you're too young to just, what? Maybe Dottie, just maybe pause this one. I'm not saying she's too young, you just don't need to hear this stuff. It's not your kind of thing, this stuff. Definitely not.
Tanvir needs to shut up about Dottie, doesn't he? Tanvir's
been talking about Dottie a hell of a lot.
All the time.
A hell of a lot.
It's just a girl on the internet, Tanvir.
I don't know if I spoke about this last week, but did I tell you this about Dottie? It was brilliant. She'd commented, and then someone would go, oh, hello, Dottie, you've got great eyes. And then she'd... underneath had written a link to a timestamp, and it, when you click on it, it just went, Dottie, oh, what? Yeah, she's a lesbian. Just goes straight to that bit. And basically, she destroyed him.
That's
like
incredible.
One little click to a link.
To be fair to him, I think he was using our chat up about lines, wasn't he? You got pretty eyes.
That's your line, that's not my line.
No, no, but do you remember a bit? You got, hey.
All right,
hey, sweetheart.
Excuse me, let me speak to you.
Yeah, let me speak to you a minute.
That's our town.
You got pretty eyes. That's what he was doing. All right. So,
equally out. Fair enough. But it was good.
All these dudes trying to talk to Dottie and she's following me.
Dottie, to be fair, Tammy thinks you like him.
And Tammy, you don't actually know how old Dottie is. What? I have got a story. When I was 16,
it's not about. It's not the Woolworths one again, is it?
No, not that one. I love this girl called Andrea, and just really fancied her. She's short. She was kind of like a slight kind of rock chick look, but she was very much a lesbian. And you know, it's one of them ones where you're like, you're in the zone. You knew. She literally didn't fancy men, but a little part of me was like,
what do you mean you're in the zone?
What's
the
zone?
Oh, right.
But a little part
the zones, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this one's the friend ones
friend
friends
zone.
Are in. and then, and I was like, oh, I fucking really fancy this girl. I wish she wasn't a lesbian. And, but, you know, I respected her.
Did you feel sparks?
No. From me, I felt sparks. From her, it was no absolutely zero
Can
interest.
You feel sparks if you don't get sparks back?
Yeah, it was just like, psh, and then nothing was like, no, it's just like you're unrequited love, isn't it?
Right.
I had a lot of that. Anyway, turns out she's not a lesbian at all. Well, she was, but now, I mean, not now, she, like shortly after our sort of friendship dwindled because it was clear I wasn't going to get any. she started liking the penis. It just wasn't mine. Oh. Yeah, it's sad.
That's a bit of a shit story.
I know. Just sad, though, Tambi. Sometimes
I haven't thrown that yet.
Sometimes you don't get what you like.
I forget about cheat up, freak up.
Don't throw the cup.
I can't throw the cup on demand. I'll throw the cup if the
people would get mad if you haven't thrown the cup.
I'm not just throwing it.
Right.
There needs to be something. It's not going to happen this week, sorry.
Oh, right. Neil Camano.
Not a performing monkey, am I, Tavia?
When I was about 14, my neighbours had a house party in the summer and I could hear two blokes talking in the garden. It was late. Presumably, they were pretty drunk and I was trying to sleep. But I overheard some advice being given about hashtag don't move.
Yeah, wicked.
One of the men was saying, when you're close but you want to stop, you should you should pull out and squeeze. You should pull out and squeeze the end really hard. Brackets, he stressed that it has to be a really hard squeeze. And that will sort you out. You'll be ready to go again for ages.
All right.
Now, at 14, I didn't know anything about this, but still, it sounded like pretty odd advice. I'm now 42, and all the years since, I've never once even considered doing it. Whatever works for you, I suppose.
So there is some truth in this. You can do two things if you stop yourself from coming. You can push down on the gooch. This is medical science. Do you want the information or not? or do you want to just be jizzing your pants within 2 minutes every time? Is that what you want?
No, you don't want that,
do you? Tammy, do you want that?
I don't have this problem.
This guy.
I think about other shit and I change positions.
Think about like what?
Just other shit.
Like what?
Me nan on the bog.
Like what?
Me nan on the bog.
No, I definitely don't.
What do you think?
Like, what's going on outside?
So you're just sitting there writing like a machine, not thinking about what's going on?
Yeah, I'm just like, shoot, weather's
all right. That's true.
I've got a mate who listens.
Do you want this advice? Push down on the gooch.
I want to do my story.
You can, but the feeling of jizzing instantly goes, or you just grab the base of the penis. The base, quite
the
hard.
Bottom,
the bottom of it.
Right.
You grab that and that stops you from jizzing as well.
Well, literally like a hose. You just pop.
Yeah, it's almost like the feeling disappears. It's weird.
That's fine. I'm not going to watch this far in. Quick story of a mate who he was going out with his girlfriend for about 2 years, and he wasn't sort of close to he wasn't close to coming, but he was shagging this girl, and then his mind just started to wander. And he told us something. He remembers he had this thought. He went, "Is Mac?" He was so shagging this girl. He went, "Is Macca still working at Domino's? Is he?" And then he went, oh no, he left, didn't he? And then he realised that he was thinking about our mate Macca, who had been working at Domino's, and then he started laughing.
Was this an attempt to keep the wolf from the door? Or was it just his mind wandered?
No, his mind just wandered. I don't think that's ever happened.
Domino's?
What do you mean? Because you're the man, aren't you, T?
What, your mind wanders? But yeah. You're not enjoying it?
Just do it, just like, pleasure in a woman, and I'll just think about other shit.
Right. Oh, okay.
B, Bit of admin on Flames advice. We need updates from a few people, please. So if you had your story read out, we need an update from you. One of whom is Will Ottossen. Last week, talking about the French girl and the Spanish girl, which one to choose. And the Caribbean story. Still on an update on that.
I don't even remember what these
exactly.
are.
Exactly. So it doesn't really work if you don't update. Or ultimately, it's better.
What about Big Gay Ben?
Big Gay Ben. Yeah, I don't know what happened to that.
So that hasn't been updated either.
No, it hasn't been updated either. Terrible. Owen Cullen, who's been around for a long time, we very much appreciate.
Is that Owen?
That's Owen, yeah.
I thought it was Egan.
I think it's
they're
Owen.
Mental, isn't it, the Irish, the way they spell their names, isn't they? Fucking mad.
All right, lads, just checking in. Love the pod.
Dervla. Have a look how that's spelled.
What?
Dervla. Mad.
Let him get on with it.
Sorry.
He needs to shit.
Yeah. Nah.
Now go on.
Yeah. So try and spell Dervla. Go on.
All right, lads, just checking in. Love the pod. Hashtag Flames advice. I work in a burrito place. There's three stores in Dublin city centre.
Yeah.
Recently, they hired two new girls and I had to help train them in. I felt as though I hit it off with one girl in particular. I had planned on asking her out, but I fear things are about to get more complicated.
Okay.
One of the stores is closing and they're planning on merging all the staff from that store into the others. Someone's going to have to make way and rumour has it it's going to be the two new girls, seeing as they're the most recent additions to the staff.
Oh.
I wanted to ask the girl out face to face, but it's looking like I might not get that opportunity now. Should I just bite the bullet and ask her out via text? Or do you lads have any other suggestions? P.S. I've gotten the last two Who Am I's, and I'm taking this opportunity to demand the shout out I've been denied in the past 2 weeks.
No. Oh, if you're going to be that sort of pedantic, then this girl's not going
to
fancy you
at
all, are you?
You're
acting like a neek. She's going to think you're a neek. Don't bother, mate. Yeah. You're going to be alone forever.
And I'll tell you what, people work in burrito places, lowest of the low. Do you know why? I'll tell you why.
Why?
Okay, you look at the grid. Burrito, right, £7. Fine. Probably a bit too much. Fuck it, I'm hungry. Let's have a burrito. Brilliant. Right, we go along. Chicken or beef? Chicken. Bosh. vegetable, lettuce, fine. Any other place that does this kind of thing,
yeah.
Subway, right? Do you want vegetables, whatever? You say what you want, you go for it, fine. Go along in a burrito place, guacamole. Yeah, guacamole, it makes sense. Yeah, in a burrito. Yeah, that's an extra quid. Is it an extra quid, is it? It's not £7 then, is it? That's false advertising. Do you want cheese? Yeah, that's 50p. Is it fucking 50p, is it? Where are we? Make your mind up. Who's not wanting guacamole if it's offered to them? that happened yeah. to me once, and I went...
Yeah, I can imagine you actually saying something.
She went, lime? She went, I went, how much is that? And she went, oh, that's free. Is it?
Ewan, mate, I think it's almost a beneficial position, really, because you can ask her out without the fear of rejection. Well, without actually having to face the rejection and work with her for the rest of this time. So it actually works out. If there is a spot there, as you say, then she'll say yes and all's good.
Does he go via text or does he go face to face? He's got to make the effort to make it become face to face.
I reckon he should go through the company records, find out where she lives and turn up at a door.
Yeah, I think it's great.
How did you find out where I live?
I've been secretly following you for weeks.
Yeah.
Bring a
boombox. What song should he play to?
Buy You a Drink.
Is that a song?
Is that a song?
Yeah, T-Pain.
Right, yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah,
T-Pain.
I'd text her. She's up for it, then she'll text you. She knows who you are.
Mm.
If not, then just get on with the rest of your life.
For it.
And don't work at a burrito place again. Although, I guess if you're an employee, you get them for free, so I can understand why you're doing that.
Overrated burritos.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like them. Always like...
Mushy bricks, aren't they?
Yeah, mushy bricks. Is everyone.
That was one for the weekend. Why are you shaking your head?
He's desperately trying to hold his poo in.
All
right, I can see there's a bead of sweat just coming down his head. There's loads more here.
Loads more what?
What are all those?
Oh, I deleted them after.
Oh.
Don't worry.
I'm sure we can't keep Tammy there a bit longer?
That's fine. Right, that's it for another week. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. We very much enjoyed it. Bit random this week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, Flames advice. Loads of comments. Makes my life easier. Like the stream, subscribe to the channel, subscribe on iTunes. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.